Every Thursday, we head down to Ivy Tech and check out what's going on. And the chancellor is finally back. I know you've had a busy day today. You've had a busy everything. Good to hear your voice again. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Doing well. It's great to be back on the air with you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Wondering. I've been up all night wondering where you've been. Gee whiz. Spreading the message. Number one, you had a big show going on today over there. Tell everybody who you had to visit.
Yeah, we had the Legislative Community Partner Day with some of our local legislators, state reps. Dave Hall and Matt Pierce came out. We had representatives from Congresswoman Erin Houchin's office, from Senator Todd Young's office. The base commander from Crane was out here. We had Jeff Hauswald from MCCSC, Pat East from the Mill, a number of other folks out here, some of our trustees. We're out here to just, you know, talk about what we do. We toured our facilities, and then we had an opportunity to chat and really share kind of some of the programs we have going on and some of the growth we've had here and what we're working on and where we're headed. So it was a lot of fun to chat with them. Great partners across our region and across the state. So it's a lot of fun to whenever you can connect with them and get a chance to, you know, just kind of chill a little bit and talk over break bread, if you will.
Now, another thing that I know you guys have done here in the last month or so, and I don't have the exact date on it, which it's not important, but I know you've sent out a survey to some of your community partners as well. What was on that? What are you looking to glean from that information and use it moving forward?
Yeah, we sent that out about a month ago, got some preliminary information back, and I'm waiting to get the full report here soon. So it's just, you know, how are we doing? Are we engaging in the right way? Are we meeting the community's needs? And it's an opportunity for us to, you know, we do it annually, and it's an opportunity for us to reset if we need, you know, just make sure we're on track. And I think, you know, what I saw early on is that we are, you know, the community sees us as a partner and knows we're here. And so now we're going to take a deeper dive when I get the full report, and we can take a deeper dive and see, you know, where are those gaps and seams that we can fill. So really, really appreciative to all the people who responded to that survey and thankful that we can get that data so that we can, you know, build the community college that our community needs. So.
Eric Coyne, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, joining us. And, you're opening your doors to a great cause on Saturday. I'll have the pleasure of emceeing the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. Those are a bunch of do-gooders over there. They're going to use Shreve Hall on Saturday night for an event that's open to the public. It's the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington's Super Supper, Investing in Children. It's from 6 to 8 at the Shreve Hall on your campus at Ivy Tech. Tickets are $25. The money stays right here in Monroe County, helping out visually impaired preschool services, some programs at the Southwest Branch of the Monroe County Library, and all of the Kiwanis youth programs that they support. If I named those all off, we'd be done with the show for today. I'll be there. I'll be the MC. I'll get a chance to. It's my first appearance in Shreve Hall working. So thanks for letting us borrow the big room.
Yeah, you're welcome. We love having our community friends out here and taking advantage of the facilities we have and plenty of parking and just being able to get people out here. So I'm happy to hear that you're going to be working there. That's great.
That's it.
This is the segment of the show where I go into dad brag mode.
I like it. You're busy tonight. I can't believe you're joining me right now, by the way. I thought you'd be gone already.
Well, I am. I will be leaving. I will be hopping in the dad soccer wagon here shortly and heading up to Franklin Central for the big regional showdown.
Well, you had to wait an extra day last weekend because of the torrential rain we had on Thursday. But, boy, Bloomington South, David Prawl, I've known David forever as well. Team's humming along. You knocked off Center Grove, but you didn't celebrate that as your Super Bowl. That was great. You kept your focus and then blew out the rest of the teams to raise that trophy.
Yeah, it was great. The girls are, you know, I've said before, I'm really proud of them, and it's really fun to see them come together, and they're getting better and better every game. It's just been, you know, this is it. Senior year, everybody wants what's best for their kids, and so it's fun to see them really having a good time getting along with one another and clicking, and really that this is a fun group of kids who really have each other's back and are taking care of one another on and off the field. It's fun to see. It's fun to be a part of. And yeah, look forward to tonight. They they've got a pretty good shot to if things click. The soccer gods. You know how the soccer gods are.
Yes.
But I think every game here on out, they definitely have a chance to win. So,
have they played Franklin Central this season?
No, they have not.
Now, I know all these girls play on club teams all over the place when they're not representing their high school. Is this one where you know a bunch of kids on the other team and a bunch of parents, or is it kind of just new territory in that sense?
No, it's new territory.
Sometimes that's easier. I think that's right. But I think sometimes that's easier because you can have a little bit more of a, maybe that to it when it's not your buddies over there.
Yeah. So it'll be you're absolutely right. And then other times you want to one up your buddy. So
that is true.
It'll be interesting. It'll be fun to watch. It should be a beautiful night. So
yes.
Almost perfect conditions. So
well, then we'll hurry up. Yeah. We'll hurry up and get you out of here. Then I know you're busy. Yeah. I know you want to brag on the college, but being a dad is I know it's tremendously important for you.
No, I appreciate it.
And you got all next week to hang out with kids as well because you're off next week. Tell me about your vacation, fall break at Ivy Tech. But when you come back from that fall break, you're going to be extremely busy.
I don't get fall break. Nobody.
Me neither. That's why I'm here today talking to you.
That didn't make it into my calendar. A lot of activity. We take advantage of the break time to just do some admin things to work collectively as a team, get some things done. I'll be in and out next week as well. Got a day up in Indy. I was in Indy yesterday. Really exciting. Lowe's. The hardware store awarded Ivy Tech a $700,000 in grant money to support the trades and building industries. And we here on our campus received a portion of that to help market our HVAC programs and bolster those. So really, really excited when I had an opportunity yesterday to go up and meet some of the Lowe's reps and talk to them up in Indianapolis. So Ivy Tech is one of 12 schools they selected across the country for this. It's their first awarding of these grant dollars, and eventually they want to award up to $50 million across the country to try and increase people in the trades, folks seeking it out for varieties, scholarships and equipment and things like that. So really excited to work with them and proud of Ivy Tech for being one of the very first to get awarded this grant. So you'll be seeing more about HVAC, starting probably next spring as we start really trying to hype up that program and get more folks in there. The building trades are significantly understaffed, and as the current workforce ages out, we need to replenish that so we can build our buildings and build our facilities. So really excited to be a part of that, and I think that can have a big impact for our community.
Fall second 8 weeks starts on, not next Monday because that's fall break, the 23rd. Are good seats still available? Can you still time to get ready for that second 8 weeks?
You have time, but you need to get in quick. Get in, get in, set up your accounts, the FAFSA form. It really is important. We need folks to fill that out and get that data in because that's how we can get you scholarship money, and that's how we can get things funded for you. So, get enrolled, get registered, get your FAFSA form filled out, get those things taken care of, and then we can get you really locked and loaded and get you into the next 8 week classes.
Eric Coyne is the chancellor at Ivy Tech, and he joins us on Thursdays. So with the fall break next week, are we going to do Tuesday at the Tech? We are going to do Tuesday at the Tech.
Yep. We will be doing Tuesday at the Tech. It is every Tuesday.
Mark your calendars. It doesn't matter. Even if there's a little fall break in the action, everybody is still rolling along and going on. And with everybody, RBB, MCCSC, done tomorrow as well for fall break. They can always call you up and talk to career counselors or job coordinators. You can cover it all.
Yeah, give us a holler. Come on out. We can get you set up. The 812-330-6013 is our number. Give us a holler, and we can get you set up. Did I hear you right? Did you say Coach Yeagley was following me today?
Yes.
At 3:40?
You are the opening act.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually 4:40, but yesterday was
for quite a while.
All the way to Korea and Germany?
He's followed me. He's followed my career.
That's awesome. Now, when you get pulled over for speeding, do you show them the chancellor card? How does that work out?
Yeah, you flash them the chancellor badge.
Oh, and they just let. Sorry, sir. Sorry. Carry on. Get on the road. Please drive safely. Best of luck to the left footer tonight and all of her mates. Bloomington South, Franklin Central. What time is match time tonight? 6 o'clock.
6 p.m.
All right, get out of here. I'm gonna give you plenty of time there, so I don't want any tickets. I don't want anything else. The dad wagon though. The dad wagon's got a governor. I bet that's a very safe mobile.
Yeah. It is very safe. Hey, seriously, thanks. Great things happening out here at Ivy Tech. Really excited. Also, really excited about the Hoosier soccer. Both the men and women's teams. Fun to follow. Really excited for that. But tonight is Go Panthers.